Welcome back to Eastern Sierra Now. This is Dan Jackson. We'll be back right after this.
Hey there, Eastern Sierra. It's Jesse. Let me ask you a question. How much is your energy bill each month? It's pretty high, right? Well, with the new climate change bill that passed, there is actually 30% tax rebates in there for going solar. Why is that important? Well, one of our top advertisers is High Point Solar. They were already the best and the cheapest in the area. And if you mention this ad, you get $250 off your purchase. But now, whatever you choose to purchase, you can put in a 30% tax rebate. That means when all is said and done, most likely your bill is less than $100 a month. And once it's paid off, you no longer have bills. So the second smartest thing you could do, get yourself an electric water heater, an electric dryer, make sure all your appliances are electric, then you don't have bills anymore once the solar is paid off, which is like 7 years. It's not even a big deal. It's like having a car. That's a car that's gonna last for 30 or 40 years, by the way. So what's the first smartest thing you could do? Call Amy at High Point Solar. That's 760-937-5849. Again, 760-937-5849. Or go to highpoint-solar.com and get your free quote today. And don't forget to mention, you heard this from Jesse at Eastern Sierra Now. You'll get $250 off your purchase. Trust me, worth it.
Hey, welcome back, and let's take a look at the news. Death Valley Park Rangers rescue hikers at Mosaic Canyon and Wild Rose Peak on the same day. On Sunday, February 5th, park rangers carried a woman with a broken leg out of Mosaic Canyon and located a man who had been separated from his group at Wild Rose Peak Trail. The woman, from Illinois in her 30s, broke her tibia and ruptured her ACL while hiking and was flown out to Lancaster. The man, unfortunately, did not feel well while hiking and got separated from his group. Fortunately, they were able to find him before it got too dark out. And go to EasternSierraNow.com or the Eastern Sierra Now app to get the link to the Cutter Law Wildfire Safety Guide. It says if you're a homeowner, it can be highly stressful if a wildfire begins and spreads to your general location or residence. Learn everything you need to know about wildfires and how to stay safe. And get ready for the Eastern Sierra Pride Community Meetup. Meeting in Mammoth Lakes, Monday, February 13th from 5 to 8 p.m. Meet and greet with light food, drinks, music, games, and more. In order to host a free discreet gathering for all ages, this event is at a private home near Eagle Lodge. And looking at the snow report for February 9th, snow conditions were machine groomed, daily Tampa 36, with a base depth of 160 to 245 inches, winds were light. Seasonal snowfall was 401 inches to 535 inches, 5 parks open, 24 lifts, and 167 trails. And get ready for Fishmas. This year it's going to be April 29th. Celebrations of the holiday on April 29th include a Fish of the Month Derby at Gull Lake, the Fishmas Day Derby at Tom's Place Resort, the Monster Trout Contest at June Lake, and Mono Village Fishing Opener Derby at Upper Twin Lakes in Bridgeport. If there was a song cataloging the 12 days of Fishmas, there would be verses to include rainbow trout, brown trout, golden trout, Lahontan cutthroats, brook trout, Sacramento perch, smallmouth bass, a Cochin salmon. Locally catching all four species of trout in the same day or on the same trip, rainbow, brown, golden, and cutthroat, is known as a Sierra Slam. Looking at the forecast for Bishop, today is going to be a high of 60, a low of 29, partly cloudy. Tomorrow is going to be a high of 52, low of 29, mostly cloudy. Sunday is going to be a high of 56 and a low of 28, sunny all day. And coming up for Mammoth, looks like today is going to be a high of 38, a low of 18, going to be partly cloudy. Tomorrow is also going to be partly cloudy, with a high of 28 and a low of 11. Sunday is going to be sunny all day with a high of 33 and a low of 9. And that looks like it's going to do it for me today. Thank you for joining me, and as always, I'll talk to you later.